This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Top of the right circle. Moves it. Shoots. It's in. And the Rangers have won Game 7 in overtime.
He's the guy. When I was in overtime, I said to myself, I know who's going to score if we score. If we get the winning goal, it's going to be
him. I mean, last night was one of those forever nights.
That's our team. You know, we compete and we find ways to win games that maybe we shouldn't have.
Big Ranger win. Let's see how far we can take this.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg. On 98.7 ESPN.
That's right, Rangers fans. You wake up this morning and there's a buzz in New York City. There's a pep in your step. Isn't it amazing how it works, Rick? Like, if that last goal would have been Gensel, we would be, like, in funeral mode today. Everyone would be miserable, would be slogging through the show. It's Panarin, and we are on cloud nine on this gorgeous Monday morning.
Well, isn't that the beauty of sports? This is why you love it.
Well, this is why, like, for me, there's a lot of days where I think to myself, I think you do, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to talk about this. Like, you know, kneeling, right? You're kneeling during the anthem. Like, so many things. It's like, I didn't sign up for this. I want to talk sports. I want to have the moments of what did you feel like when this enormous moment happened. Last night is why we love sports. Last night, at least for me, is why I do what I do. Because that was a forever moment here for Rangers folklore.
Well, but it's also why, when your team stinks or your team's struggling, you stick with your team for moments like last night.
Absolutely.
Because you can't.
I mean, it makes it all worth it. And that's why all the people that call us, it's like, I had a guy this weekend. I forget like what his fandom was. Like, I used to be a fan of this team, but I switched over to this. And like, what do you mean you switched over to that team? You can't do that. You don't think that when the Jets eventually win, and they will at some point win.
Forget it.
You don't think, but you don't think it'll be more sweet for you and for every Jets fan, for Iron Staten Island and every Jets fan who has endured the 1-15s, the laughing stock, the butt fumble. Like, those moments are what make you into the fan that you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's the suffering that goes along with your, loving your favorite team, especially, through the good and the bad, and there's been a lot of bad. But no, I mean, if the Jets win a Super Bowl, forget it. I mean, me and Ira, I don't know where me and Ira will end up.
Now, I said if the Giants win the Super Bowl this year, I would do an FDNY calendar.
Oh, no, more than that. That's not. It's a semi-erotic.
I'll pose like a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them if you want. And I would. And then Keyshawn came on and you said to him, listen to what this guy said. And he's like, I'll be right there with him. He said he would also do it with me.
Yeah, I mean, this is what people should. So people, even if you don't like the Giants, I mean, it's worth paying attention to.
Would that
be great?
I would let you set up the shoot. Like, you want to be positioned like whatever you wanted.
Oh yeah, I would. I mean, I'd have the outfits. There would be. I mean, there'd be oil.
Whatever you want, whatever you want. You could be like the Herb Ritz of the whole thing.
I would pay so much money to have this happen.
That means substantial the Super Bowl.
I don't care.
Do you understand the happiness I have if and when the Giants win the Super Bowl? I can't even remember what winning being above 500 in the second half of the season.
Yeah,
is like.
I don't care if it's at the cost of the Giants winning the Super Bowl, because that makes you happy. And then on top of that, the amount of joy I'll take in setting up an erotic calendar.
Semi-erotic. You can't be fully erotic.
Well, maybe.
Why wear pants?
Maybe by December, maybe we're fully erotic, but it's going to be, it will be a treat.
You pantless freak. It'll be me and Santa in the December month. Maybe I'll be sitting on his lap.
There'll be candy canes, RJ dressed up as an elf. It's going to get crazy.
Oh, no. You just said that to start the show, you didn't think RJ was as short as you've been claiming he is.
Oh, listen, I know how tall RJ is. I know the guy. I'm saying that the response on Twitter from people that saw the picture was that RJ's as tall as you almost.
He shows big.
I think you both look great.
He's not as tall as me. I'm like 5'11 and a half.
But I think you've shrunk a little bit.
Well, that's when you get older, you start to dwindle a little bit.
I'm not quite as tall, but I will say, Dave, you got a lot of unsolicited compliments. People were impressed with your general look. Maybe it's just because last time you were seen in public, you had sweatpants, but people were impressed. They said you look good. Svelte
was
used.
An unnecessary shot, and one of those people was you.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Within 5 minutes, I think I got the double. He goes, you know, you look good.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you look good.
Yeah. He profiles well, Rick, in person.
Well, his face, you can tell. Like, I could just see in his face.
I told
that
you.
That he's lost weight.
But I couldn't control, like, last night, because I've been eating so well and having less than 1,200 calories a day.
Ugh.
Yesterday, I went crazy.
Well, like, you deserved
it. They had a huge tin of M&Ms. I took them. Like, I just took all of them. I was crazy last night.
You had me smuggling cake pops on the way out, a bag full of them.
Yeah, RJ shoved cake pops into his bag. I'm popping Advil during the game.
I think they're free. I don't think you need to have them.
Why are you stealing the cake, like, to bring home as gifts? Why are you bringing cake to put in your next fruit basket? Why are you bringing home cake pops?
In fairness, it was brought to us. Like, someone at the garden is like, guys, look at all these cake pops. And I was like, RJ, put those away.
I have those in my bag.
Grandmother.
I have like 18 of them.
Again, why are you smuggling them? They were given to you.
As we're walking out, I was like, let's just take everything. I was like, get those balloons, get that phone, get everything.
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
That's like my grandmother does that stuff where she's like stealing Sweet and Lows and taking a salt shaker.
I said to her, I was like, RJ, go take those mustards. I didn't want the night to end. I wanted last night to go on forever.
We're walking out. He goes, we need the mustard. I said, for what?
I guess he gets a hot dog outside. He was hungry.
I truly think the only thing keeping Dave from going on a bender is the fact that we had this show and RJ had come back to the studio. It's the only reason. Otherwise, he'd still be out there.
Well, Dave, if he had a wingman, he would be out.
Well, Dave gave me a ride. By the way, I'm not going to say which. I won't put him on that much blast, but Dave driving a very luxurious vehicle.
Yeah, it's a Mercedes. You can say that.
You don't know what it is.
It's a Mercedes. You're not going to go from it.
You have no idea.
It's a
what
Mercedes.
And RJ, by the way,
RJ, wink twice if it's a Mercedes.
You are this close from being evil. I go out of my way to drive you to the station, and you're going to out me for having a nice car?
Well, we've established that, but I question how much the people at the parking garage like you. I think we're the last ones that got the car. I think every single person in Manhattan
got
their car taken out before you.
He doesn't tip. This is the problem. We've already gone over this. My car is sitting there waiting.
Did you see the concealed tip that I gave him? I gave him $3.
What'd you conceal it?
What?
Concealed tip?
Well, I just didn't. I didn't want RJ to see it, so I just, you know, very very calmly, like, just slipped the man the money.
Look at you.
Maybe that's why he didn't get that. You're concealing your tip.
I mean, God forbid RJ said, you know what, let me leave the tip. You're gonna drive me to the station. Why don't I give the tip?
You know, I thought about that, but then you took me hostage for an extra hour and a half.
You should have seen him. He was just like, can I get to work, please?
Dave's out getting...
All the guy wants to do is get like an hour of sleep before work. That's it.
He got like 3 hours of sleep. Give me a break.
Dave's out getting recognized by people. It was all happening.
I could only imagine the debauchery that would have ensued if you said, yeah, you know what, Dave, let's do it.
We'll see naked ladies.
That's all you had to say. Let's go. It would have been on.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way. Impressive, though. In spite of me just wanting to go off the rails, every like fourth person, I'll be like, have you listened to the new ESPN app?
It's so easy.
I said, it's so easy. In fact, when Ryan Hurley was leaving us last night, he's like, all right, I gotta go down to the big board and see what's going on with the trains down there at the LIRR. I said, you know what else? You can make sure you listen to the app when you're down there. I said, all you do is you go to the app store, you download ESPN New York, and away you go.
You know, he went down there, grabbed himself a big IPA tall boy, threw it in the paper bag and just sipped on that bad boy.
Although you should, he pulled like the, because he looks great and he's walking like a maniac. Like he's walking like Alberto Salazar used to run, right? But all night long, he's nibbling on like cauliflower bits and carrots.
He's taking it serious.
No, and then in between periods, I'm sitting over like just reflecting on what's going on and the magnitude of the moment, and he's shoving a huge burger down his throat.
He deserves it, though. Stop.
I'm not saying
don't
he doesn't
him.
Deserve it. Just saying.
Probably
he
hadn't eaten. He walked probably 10 miles that day.
12 miles, he said yesterday.
12 miles he walked yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't like driving 12 miles. Forget walking 12 miles. I was listening to the app the other day. What day was it? Might have been yesterday. I think it was Anita's show yesterday.
Okay.
I was listening to. And the call was so bad. She got a call that was so bad. And she actually like didn't destroy the caller that I called in because I was hoping Ty was working. I talked to Will. And I had a nice little exchange with Will. But it was, the guy calls in and goes, you know what? You should want Crosby to play. Because otherwise there'll be an asterisk on this series if we win it. And I was like, well, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, first of all, there's no asterisk at all.
The
ever,
hell are
period.
You talking about?
Yeah, I don't care if Crosby didn't play. I don't care if Jari didn't play. I didn't care if any of those guys didn't play.
Yeah, what guy? Listen, Gensel, yep, he could be out. Letang, you name it. All out. I could care less.
Listen, that's sports. That's what it's all about. If they have their best players, I've heard that too. People like you should want him because you know what? If he didn't play last night, you think you wouldn't feel like $1 million this morning that the Rangers got the win? No,
it would have made zero difference.
Zero difference.
Zero.
Absolutely none. 1-800-919-3776. Time for a little Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless and DPH Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's go to Kevin in Brick. Good morning, Kevin. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday after a big Rangers win.
That was a win, Kevin. That was a win.
That was a big win. I was listening on the new ESPN app last night. I kept turning it off, and I love the app, by the way. I should mention that, but I had it on, and I couldn't. I was freaking out last night when it's back and forth. But thank God they got the win. And I'm thinking with this momentum that they have, I think they're going to go through Carolina, and I think they're going to go all the way this year. I think that I know Carolina's got a tough defenseman like Tony DeAngelo or Chris Schultes, but I think at the end of the day, the Rangers have the momentum and the firepower to bring it home. But what do you guys think about their chances against Carolina and then in the playoffs generally?
You can answer this, Rick, because I'm not looking ahead. I'm focused on the series we just saw. But you can go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, I don't want to look at either. I mean, today's the day to celebrate a big Game 7 win, but I don't know what you've seen in these seven games to make you believe that they're just going to start rolling through Carolina and then Florida or Tampa and get all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals.
See, I think it's a good point you brought up. If you reflect, and really it's still focusing on the series we just saw, I don't know if you agree. The Rangers were not the better team.
No.
Like, Pittsburgh, outside of, like, period one, game one, the Rangers were dominant. I mean, dominant.
And yeah, there were stretches. They had a second period. They had a period in, was it
game,
the second period in Pittsburgh?
Three of period two, right?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh where they tied
when
it
they
up.
Were down 4-1 and they rattled off three in a row to make it 4-4. But for the most part, I thought Pittsburgh was by far the better team. So to start thinking about how this now buoys them to a run for the cup, I'm just really happy they won. Because when we started this season, I don't think anybody expected the Rangers to be one of eight teams left standing.
No, or to have the regular season that they had. Like, I was, like, as I'm watching that game, trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to talk about today, either in a win or a loss, you know, you start, if they do lose, you know, something happens, OT, they lose. You know, what would you talk about? And I was, you know, I would point to the fact that, you know, the young kids had a really good series. They got unbelievable experience. Your goalie's, you know, one of the best in the NHL. Like, there are a lot of positive things to pull out of this series, even if they lost. But for them to come out, and, I mean, they're the first team in NHL history. I was just reading this stat. To have three consecutive... The New York Rangers are the first team in Stanley Cup playoff history to record three consecutive comeback wins in elimination games within the same series. It's the first time ever. I think that's impressive stuff. Like to have that kind of resiliency in a moment like that when a lot of these guys have never been in a moment like this?
Most of them have never been there before.
Like that's,
I think
that's
huge. They had two guys that have been in a game seven heading into that game last night?
That's huge. It is. And I mean, again, who knows what the hell is going to happen? Like, let's focus on how excited we are. You guys are today.
No, that's okay. Come on.
No, I'm
jump
not,
in.
I'm excited because we get to keep talking hockey. Listen, I'm excited because we get to keep talking hockey, but this is a day to just like decompress, be happy, and then tomorrow you can call in and we can break down what's going to happen with Carolina.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Rangers in just a couple minutes. Obviously, that's the story of the morning. But there are a couple other things we want to dip our toe into. This Drew Brees story is, it seems to me, screaming just for attention. We'll get there in a little bit as well. But Nestor Cortes, I don't know what more to say about this guy.
Nasty.
I mean, he is filthy. Every outing is good for him. He had the one which was, it wasn't even bad, the one which was fine. Otherwise, he's been dominant. The Yankees almost don't lose. And I think if you had questions about the Yankees, I think those same questions remain of like what will happen in the postseason. But as far as what they're going to be in the regular season, they are a tough baseball team right now.
Yeah, they're a tough baseball team. And Nestor Cortes, man, just watching him pitch, because that's what he does. I mean, he doesn't have overwhelming velocity. I mean, he's got his fastball, he's got his cutter, but I mean, he can pitch, right? Like he's out there, and he knows exactly what he wants to do. He's picking up on things that the hitters are doing. And last night, man, 8 innings. The Yankees had 2 hits, Dave. The Yankees had 2 hits last night, and they won.
Doesn't matter.
2 hits. No, exactly right. 2 hits, they win 5-1. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. And, I'll keep saying this. The one thing that impresses me about this Yankees team so far is, after a really poor start, we had a lot of phone calls that reminded everyone a lot of the last couple years, is that you can tell, they're trying to do different things now to make sure that we don't have, a repeat of what we keep seeing in the postseason. That when you see great pitching, bats go cold, no home runs, we can't score runs. So they're running the bases better, they're playing better defense. Like Donaldson last night at third base was awesome defensively. Like those are important things. Now, I mean, Wiz Falefa deciding he's going to get thrown out at third the other day, that's not great.
No.
It's not what you want.
But you're not going to win every single game.
No, of course not. Of course not. But yeah, so, I mean, you should feel good about this team. There isn't a lot to be upset about.
No, very, very little. Although I did see people on, was it Saturday when they, it was Saturday, right, when they lost? I was saying, this is why I don't trust Chapman and this is so upsetting. It's like, would you stop it, please?
I mean, you took, you swept the Blue Jays in the 2-game set. You just took 3 or 4 of the White Sox and now you're playing the Orioles.
Right.
I think you're in pretty good shape right now.
You have the best record in baseball. Your pitching is second to none. And I think it was Nick Turturro is the big Yankees fan, the actor, right?
I think so, yeah.
So he put out this video of just freaking out. I don't trust Chapman, and he's just not good in a big spot. And it's like, dude, your team hasn't lost in a week. What are you doing?
Well, see, again, but this speaks to the Yankees fan. This is why people were panicked when the season started, because it doesn't have the regular season for a Yankees fan right now doesn't mean anything. The Yankees fan, I think, is confident that this team will be a postseason team. It's how they perform in the postseason. And
but you're not going to have that answer now.
No, I get it, but they're looking at things that could cost them in the playoffs. And for them right now,
just wait.
But I would also say, I mean, look at how good Clay Holmes has been, right? Like, they have, like, listen, I don't think this is going to be a situation, because I think there is a sense of urgency that all of a sudden we get to the postseason and Chapman all of a sudden, you know, can't find the strike zone, that they're going to sit around and wait and say, no, he's our closer. We're going to ride or die with him. If he don't look good, he's like, they're not going to hesitate.
That's what I mean. Looked good to get him out of the game. Yeah, that's not a ride or die with him. And he does get you nervous, but the overreaction. So how about this? Because we talk about, you know, there are certain players that are, like, Gerrit Cole is a star and has been a star and is paid like a star. Nestor Cortezric was on the Orioles in 2018. Then he goes to the Yankees in 2019. The Yankees trade him for international bonus pool money to the Mariners, who then want no part of him. 13 runs in 7 2/3 innings. Yankees are like, all right, we'll pick you up. For a third time, we'll pick you up. And now he's turned himself into this version of Nestor Cortez.
Well, yeah. Remember what he was? I mean, he was a bullpen guy. And then they would use him to piggyback, right? Like, they would use him to piggyback an opener, right?
They sure would.
Like, that's what he would do. And then all of a sudden, he kind of, like, because of, you know, injuries and everything else, he got the chance and he's run with it.
He really has. So, I mean, if you had to answer this question of what starting pitcher you have the most confidence in with the Yankees right now, if he's not one, he's two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's right. He's right there. Yeah. It's him and Cole right now.
Exactly. But this guy was nothing.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just getting the right, you know, the right opportunity, and all of a sudden it clicks, and you get the confidence, and then, I mean, you can see when he pitches, man. It's like, he's not, because he can't, like, he doesn't have the kind of velocity where he can just, you know, just throw it, and you're just so overwhelmed by his stuff that, you know, that's how he has success. The guy has to pitch.
But guys look so off balance going up against him.
Well, because he does, like, it's like stuff I used to do in Little League. It's like changing arm angles, quick pitch, like all the, like these different little tricks that you try to use that he takes advantage of. Like, and he can throw the ball exactly where he wants it. There's something, I mean, I don't know if the spin rate, whatever it is about his fastball, it's, you know, you look up and it's like 91, 92, but when you watch the swing, it's like it got on him so fast that they're late to his fastball.
All consistently. And now, this is the kind of thing that bothers me. I don't know who this gentleman roots for. But Vincenzo Randazzo tweets me, look who the Yankees have played so far.
Who cares?
Minus Toronto, just horrendous. Next three series, Orioles twice. Play some good teams. Stop it.
It doesn't matter. Every win counts the same.
It's such an awful take. The Yankees are playing 25 great
wins.
Baseball.
They're 25-9. So here's the thing, though. This is what you do. You take care of your business early, and I get you're not going to win the division in, you know, April and early May. You can lose the division, but now you put yourself in a spot where if you do play some of these good teams and you scuffle a little bit, I mean, you put yourself in a spot where, okay, we can afford to scuffle a little
bit. Exactly.
You get such a good start.
At some point, and I don't know when, at some point they're going to go through a stretch where they're 2-5, right? Or 3-6. It's just, it's too long of a season. It's inevitable. That's going to happen. But now what you've done, like you just mentioned, is you now can afford a slow 10-game stretch like that and still be fine.
I mean, you're 16 games over 500. So, I mean, now you have the ability to scuffle, because that's the nature of baseball. Like the Dodgers, I mean, since it's happened to the Dodgers here recently, like you're going to have a time where the pitching's not as good.
They get swept by Philly, by the way?
Yeah, or injuries or whatever it ends up being. Like, I think the Mets are right now in the midst of that a little bit. You know, McGill goes on the IL, right?
And now I knew something was wrong the other day.
Yeah, you said that. McCann now gets hurt. I think they're 5-5 in their last 10. They lose their first series. Like, it's bound to happen. It's baseball.
This is what happens. But if you put yourself in a position where you're so far ahead of the curve, when it happens, it's not destructive for you.
But again, I think last night, you know, yesterday afternoon was another one of those examples. Like, I mean, finding ways to win when, I mean, to win a game 5-1, you had two hits. And I know Gallo ends up hitting the, you know, hitting the home run late, but still, I mean, you scored three runs in an inning, and it's you got one hit. I could, Connor Falefa has the one hit, and you do it all with two outs, and you score three runs there.
Yeah, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
No, makes no difference at all.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, my voice, as you can tell, took up just a beating this weekend, Rick. A beating.
Well, you have no respect for me or the show. None.
What do you mean? How many days have I carried the show because you were screaming at your second line defenseman for not getting back on time?
All I ask is get pucks deep. You get to the blue line, just get pucks deep. That's it.
I mean, you know what? So today's the one day where you have to pick up the slack for me. Did you ask for all the reads? No.
I did, actually. RJ said no chance.
You don't do them properly?
Oh, no, he said I do them fantastic, but he just said because you tried to abduct him, it kept him out for like another hour and a half.
You know what? This is how generous I was. Let's go get pizza, and I said, let me buy you pizza. You are slurping on it. Is that true, RJ? Did I offer to buy you pizza?
You were very generous yesterday, yes.
Did I even press when we got to the pizza place and say, come on, let me buy you some pizza?
Yes, you're borderline yelling at me, but I wasn't hungry. I had a cheeseburger with your friend Adam Graves because he was sitting on the opposite side of the room. I think you frightened him, so he came over to sit near me.
I don't think I frightened him.
A little.
I'm surprised you needed any food with everything that you stole out of the suite.
M&M's, cake pops.
Yeah, you could have just had. Why don't you just have like a sidewalk picnic?
He's like a walking vending machine.
Uh-oh. I eat when I'm nervous. what did I tell you? And now look at this obese man that's going to sit in the chair.
Why would you grab the mustard?
I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to you know, enjoy every condiment at the garden last night.
I just saw you are a special, special human being. This is why everyone loves you.
RJ, do you think you said like I was one of the hits of the game last night, right?
I think you were the hit of the suite. You may have even passed Adam Graves. I don't know how you did it, but I think you did.
You should have seen. I'm not kidding. There was a guy that like had Schwarzenegger muscles. He must have been, I don't know, 6'2", 230, like muscles on muscles. And I was like, would you get out of my way? I need to be here. Get out of my way. He's like, I'm sorry, Dave.
Was he in the suite just watching the game?
Yeah, he was a friend of someone who had gotten the tickets, and he brought him along. They went to high school together. And he's like, I'm sorry, Dave. I shouldn't be in your way. Go ahead. You sit here.
Yeah, if you ever remember, maybe you're at a bar or something and someone bumps into someone and someone says something and you kind of hold your breath. You're like, oh, boy, what's going to happen? They loved it, though, Rick. Like he was ordering people around and handing Adam Graves stools, putting him to work. And everybody loved it. They're like, this is great. We love Dave. I was like, ooh.
Maybe that's why the suite was so packed. It was the game, but it was also like, hey, we're going to get the Dave Rothenberg experience that we hear about all the
you
time.
You got the experience. And what do you mean you were like, oof, oof? What does that mean?
Listen, you're ordering highly muscled men around. I didn't know what was going to happen next. I'm not going to rumble. I would have to flee the scene.
Yeah, I don't know how much backup you have in that suite, though. If RJ's out.
He's got Ryan Hurley, though.
Oh, he's got that, too. Yeah. But Hurley's like Hurley's all frail now, though. Hurley's like,
thin. He's not. No. You don't mistake him for like someone that's a prisoner of war. No, he's still a
This is the second POW reference you've had today in the show already.
Is that bad?
No, I didn't. It's not bad. It's surprising.
Ryan looks terrific. Everyone
looks great.
Terrific.
He walks 12, 15 miles a day this day.
Everyone looked good to me last night. Really. Beautiful. Beautiful people.
Could you imagine, though, what happened? Had you sat through the OT and then you lost. Ugh.
I don't know that I'd be here today with you.
No, you're a professional. You would be here.
As I was leaving the house last night, Sherry says, so if they lose, do you come home? I was like, I have to. I have to.
The fact that she has to ask that question is a problem. It's a real problem.
I'm a child.
But I don't even think children do. Like a child wouldn't do that. A child would come home and would, you know, cry and be, you know, comforted by their parents. Just stay at a seedy motel for 2 days.
I am who I am. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Okay, Popeye.
This is what you get. Let's go to Steve in New Rochelle. Steve is all excited. Good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Rick and Dave. How you guys doing?
We are wonderful this morning, Steve. Tired, but wonderful.
So the point of my call is I want to call Clown Shoes on Dave. But first, Rick, I just want to let you know, you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago on the show the infamous Santa Claus scene during the Islander game in 2003.
Yep.
I just want to let you know that I was one of the individuals wearing the Ranger jersey.
No.
And I just want to let you know that the majority of the people who beat me up were actually my friends that were actually in on the whole gig. But it, certainly was quite exhilarating.
Regardless, it was awesome, and we actually came out of, like, guys were running out of the locker room to watch it.
Yeah, and it wasn't against the Rangers, it was against the Flyers, but there was like a small kid who came and actually kind of beat the crap out of me a little bit, but anyway...
All right, so you said you had to take me to task for something.
He's going
to
call you Clown Shoes, yeah.
Why? Why am I Clown Shoes?
Your Clown Shoes... All right. First of all, let me tell you that I highly enjoy you and think that you're fantastic.
Thank you. Now Rick, if he calls me Clown Shoes and you disagree with the point he's making, will you jump to my defense?
I'll defend you, yeah.
Okay, all right, Steve.
He set you up, though. He just set you up.
Why am I
love
Clown
you.
Shoes?
Yeah. I love you, but...
Well, you know, so it's real simple, right? You're saying the Rangers weren't the better team.
Right.
Okay, in this series.
Right.
That being said, okay, they won the series, so they were clearly better.
No.
And...
No.
Well...
No, they were not better.
So then... Let me change this more to a question rather than me trying to attack, right? If the refs were clearly not in their corner, the Rangers' star goalie was pulled twice, and they still had the fortitude to win the series, then how do you say that they're not the better team in the series?
Well, I think they are the more resilient team. I think they capitalized on the biggest moments. You know, he calls me Clown Shoes, Rick, and I stand by. I don't think the Rangers were the better team in this series. Where do you fall? Are you defensive of your co-host, or are you jumping on calling me Clown Shoes like that guy?
No, I'm defensive of you. I don't think if you asked Gerard Gallant to a man, do you think you were the better team in this series, he probably would say no. They weren't. They weren't the better team.
They were not. They were not the better team last night. Sometimes you're not the better team, and by the grace of God, you find a way to win these games.
But what you just said is the beauty of the NHL playoffs. It's why the NHL playoffs are so special, because there are plenty of times when you're not the best team in the series, but you know, you'll have the best player or you'll have the best goalie in the series, and you know, you'll have you'll have big time upsets. Like very like in basketball, it's usually the best team. Like in a 7-game series, the better team usually wins. That's not always the case in the NHL. Like last night was a good example of that because Shesterkin made a bunch of unbelievable saves that kept you in the game where you had you're down a goal with the opportunity that all it takes is one shot. That's it. Just give us one shot, one opportunity, and you got it. And Mika buried it.
Yep, and you got a power play too, and you took advantage.
Well, and they knew that. Why do you think they called timeout? It's to make sure their first unit is fully rested. And they said to themselves, "Hey, this is our chance right now. Let's end this thing right now." And again, this is why. And it's not a slight of the Rangers that they weren't the better team. It doesn't matter. They won the series. That's it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I don't understand what people are looking for though. It's like I see something the way I see it.
Well, no, it's
I
like when you said it's like when you said the Yankees stole a win. Like you're being disrespectful for some reason.
No, it's not disrespectful to the Rangers. I actually think it's a compliment to be outplayed and still find a way to win and come back from down 3-1. That's remarkable stuff.
This series ended the way pretty much how your whole season went.
Yes, where you're in trouble, you're concerned, and somehow you find a way back. Right? Listen, were they the better team in Game 5? I don't think so. Did they have a spurt of like 5 minutes where they were unbelievable? Yes. Were they the better team in Game 6? Probably not. And they clearly weren't the better team in Game 7.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to sit here and agree with that last call because he's wrong. He's not right. I watched every second of every single one of these games. He's not right.
So to say that's a clown shoes take?
John Tortorella, who's won a Stanley Cup, he was convinced Pittsburgh was going to end this thing. There was no question in his mind that Pittsburgh would end this thing.
I think his take is clown shoes. How about that?
Crosby gets hurt. That changed everything. You got Louis frickin' Domingue in net. That changes everything. There's Louis a lot of stuff Domingue. That happens. And everyone wants to blame the referee. I get it. Every Rangers fan I know thinks that the referees are out to get the Rangers, which makes, again, it makes no sense to me. If anything, I would want the Rangers.
You want New York to move on. But I will say this. Every call that seemed like it was a 50-50 call felt like it went against the Rangers. Right? I agree with you. It makes no sense that the officials would side with anybody, period.
Listen, Pittsburgh's got a huge fan base. I get it. I understand that. But, so do the Rangers.
Yes. And I think, you want the New York market, right?
You'd imagine.
You would imagine is right. So it doesn't make any sense. It felt like a couple of those that were 50-50, which way could it go? You always felt like it's going to go Pittsburgh's way because it just does.
But I think at the end of it, that stuff usually finds a way to even itself out.
Well, in the end, we got the power play, big goal, tying goal, just unbelievable stuff. All right, you want to quickly explain Free Range Radio to the people?
All right, really easy. You have the opportunity right now. Pick up your phone, 1-800-919-3776. Lots happened this weekend. Mets, Yankees, you had NBA playoffs, you have NHL Game 7s all over the place, whatever it is. Doesn't matter what it is. You can call right now and we'll talk about it. You could ask, hey, Dave, what was your plan with RJ that he said no to? Call, ask it, we'll talk about it.
All right, there you have it. Let's go, Santy, a little Free Range Radio.
It's unpredictable.
I saw a picture of his body. Oof.
It's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it could get someone fired.
Then Bubich comes in and Nate shuts him down.
That's a good name.
It's Free Range Radio.
Fully naked.
Naked. And it starts right now.
Free Range Radio brought to you by Jackpocket. People lined up. They want to get involved in the Free Range Radio. And who are we to stand in the way? Danny Kopeg. Danny, lead us off on a little Free Range.
Oh, my God. I'm actually here.
You're live on the air, Danny.
You're on, Danny. What's up, pal?
Oh, my God. Hi. My name's Danny. I am I'm 26 years old. And it was yesterday was my first time at the Garden for a hockey game. Nonetheless, a Game 7. And I took my, I'll give you a quick rundown. So it was Friday night, and I saw that the Rangers force a Game 7. And my brother comes in to greet me. I'm sorry, I'm shocked that I got called in.
Yeah, I'm nervous too, go ahead.
And I tell him, they forced Game 7. And you know what he says? He says, you're going, right? And so I had no idea that I was going to think about it. So I looked for tickets, and I'm shocked at the price, but then I call my coworker, and he's down. So I just go for it. And oh my God, the buzz in the arena was so crazy. And Oh my God! I was like, hopefully, maybe I can look for Rothenberg and DiPietro, but I didn't
yeah,
see you guys
but
at
DiPietro,
all.
Yeah, DiPietro. Didn't,
plus,
didn't
Dave's too bougie. Game. Dave's up in the suite. He's not.
I would prefer to
people.
Sit out down in the seats. Now, Danny. Santiago.
It's
wasn't
amazing.
Wasn't me.
I'll tell you what. You know what, Santiago? Your use of the drop button or the whatever you want to end calls is like the NHL's review situation.
That wasn't Ray. That was me.
It's like how Torts calls it a box of chocolate. We never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you'll let people talk for a good 3 minutes.
Right. He had the guy last week went out for like it was a co-host. We were going to add him to the show.
Ray giveth, Ray taketh.
I wanted to ask how much, if he was okay answering, how much did he spend on the tickets?
But he said he was surprised by the price. It didn't sound like it was too crazy.
No, I think it was crazy. What I had seen is that you couldn't get in the building for less than $500.
Wow.
Yeah. For the first round,
that place
of the
was electric, though, man. You could hear it come through the television.
You could?
Oh, you could just.
That's, I love that. That is great. Let's go, Bobby Saratoga. Good morning, Bob. You're on Free Range.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say good morning to RJ and Rick first because I know that this is going to go towards Dave and Ray. I'd like to share the joy of the Rangers win really quick before I get into my points. But my first point is that. I'm a dad of twins, and I got to give all the credit to my wife. She went through 24 hours of labor just to be told that she needed a C-section. Yeah. And
what is happening, Bobby? I mean, where are we going?
Listen, Bobby.
Here?
Listen, Bobby is euphoric about the Rangers. Just let him go. This is free range. Let him go.
Tell us everything. How did we get here, Bobby? Tell us everything.
So I have to start with this, so I have to give her all the credit. We welcomed Augustine and Fennec to the world.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations,
Bobby. I love you, but you're going to have to make a point at some point very soon.
So we had an unbelievable week this week, a lot of joy. We started with Aaron Judge. When we came home from the hospital, we had Aaron Judge hit a walk-off home run, and then it culminates with the game-winning goal last night for the Rangers. So that was amazing. But to get to my point, I have to kind of go on the negative side with the New York fans because between this morning with the Rangers fans losing their minds and saying that they were the better team in this series when they clearly were not, and then the thing that got me into this call was the Yankee fans that were just absolutely losing their minds over the loss the other night. To the White Sox.
Bobby, I can't. I mean, Raymond, you know what Rick just said? I don't understand. There are some callers that you let on just go on forever, and there are others that we're having good conversation, and you cut them off.
For goodness sakes, I'm in your ear the entire time, like, hey, take this. Do something with it. Because
I think it could get worse.
It's free-range radio. You're supposed to allow these people to say and do what they want, right?
Well, but they can't take over the show.
Clearly, they can't. Clearly they can because your mics apparently weren't working.
I was like, boy, this is great. Like, but even he made it sound so boring. Like he's like, my wife went through 24 hours of labor and then had a C-section, and Dominic and Joseph were.
Don't be mean. It's a very.
I mean, it's a thrilling
joyous
moment,
week.
But I mean, the guy sounds like he hasn't slept in nine months.
Remember, you were talking about certain people that conversations that you can't wait to get away from. Those are the people.
Oh my God. That was terrible.
You guys are nasty. You guys are nasty.
No, we're not nasty. You know what? We're honest, and it pains me that we're honest.
Beautiful twins.
I'm sure they're gorgeous twins, but, I mean, come on. And then my wife went through 24 hours of labor.
Take another call, would you please?
C-section. Dominic popped out. I thought he was saying, at one point I thought he was saying they birthed Aaron Judge this week. Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn.
Now that's a woman. Now that's...
You imagine that a you spit Aaron pops right out.
You spit Aaron Judge out now.
Yeah. Now we give her credit. Marco in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Marco. You're on Free Range Radio.
Dave, what's your favorite Billy Joel song?
Oh, Piano Man. It was so good. It was so good. Vienna was great. You know what the great thing about Billy Joel is, Rick? You know every single song.
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, you know what? You go knowing exactly what you're going to get.
Exactly what you're going to get, and it never disappoints. Lonnie Harlem, captain of the company. Go ahead, Lonnie.
My goodness, I almost fell asleep from the first two or three range calls. Jeez.
Right?
But, I mean, Dave, I usually don't like when you get on callers, but that second guy, my Lord, and then my wife, and then he birthed to Aaron Judge, and da-da-da. Jeez, get off the phone, dude. But listen, Dave, you look great in the picture. RJ is about the same height as you, so cut the short joke. I'm glad to hear you wasn't throwing M&Ms at people's head when you guys were down last night. Once again, Dave, you look spectacular.
Thank you.
Kay needs to cut out the fat jokes because you look great. Rick, you need to cut out the gizly neck jokes, too, because Dave looked great.
Oh,
it
would have
been nice to see you in the building. It would have been nice to see you in the building, Rico. I mean, we had to find Waldo once again last night. But listen, you had to stay home and take care of the kids and all of that. But listen, I'm glad you went to you. Santi, RG, and Dave, you guys had a good time. Dave, it sounds like you was in there pushing people around, just not the chairs. But glad you guys had a good time. I've done what I came to do. Love you guys.
Nice. It wasn't even a good time. Like we didn't have a good time. That will go down as one of the great nights, I think, that anybody's ever had. It was that special.
Yeah, it was a missed opportunity by me to see you up close and personal.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can.
Let's put a close to Free Range Radio. And that was Free Range Radio, brought to you by the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket for free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service. You know I love Cassie, right? Like, we have a really special bond.
She loves you. Yeah, she loves you.
But why? Because she's the best.
The best.
But why, knowing Game 7, knowing that we had these kind of tentative plans, why didn't she just say, you know what, I'll see my friend another night. Rick, go with the guys to the Garden to this huge monumental game.
Friend is not from here.
Oh, friend was out of town.
That was the issue, yeah.
There you have it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And now
she didn't feel great about it. I'll give her credit. She did not feel great about it, but it was
she felt guilty.
She felt guilty. She's like, I won't go. I'm like, no, listen, you let me sleep in Saturday. Milo wants to watch the game. I'll sit with him, which was great. It was tough to try to explain to him. He's like, who are you rooting for? I was like, no, nobody. I hope both teams win. He's like, I said, I hope both teams lose. He goes, that can't happen. I said, I know. Unfortunately, that can't happen, buddy.
But you're pleased with the result.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm watching. I got to watch the hockey anyway, so it's nice that we can talk. I mean, do we ever get to spend, we'll spend 3 hours today talking about hockey.
And how great is that?
That's the best.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.